Happy Sunday, y'all. Happy Mother's Day. We are talking all things WOW, Facing the Boss, coming up next.
I'm Crush from WOW Women of Wrestling. I'm the gatekeeper of WOW, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Happy Mother's Day, y'all. I mean, it's a perfect time. I mean, we talk about mothers, we talk about women. Why not talk about WOW? So we're here facing the boss because, I mean, y'all know mama's the boss. But I'm not alone. Christina's in the building. How are you doing, Christina?
Oh, hello. You said it good. It's a perfect day to talk about the moms, talk about the women, and talk about the wrestling. What a good Sunday.
What a good Sunday. I don't know if you want to give your mom a shout out. I mean, I don't know if she watches the show.
Shout my mom does downstairs. Not.
But you know. Oh, well, then I don't know if you want to give a shout out to your mom on Mother's Day. Since we're here.
Shout out to Mama Arzate. Love you. You got her like a massage certificate.
Okay.
For her. You know, the Mother's Day, I told everyone to just don't move from their spots for the next 30 to 45 minutes, and I'll be right back.
There it is. Shout out to my mom as well. She is doing the do. She's doing the stuff. Went to church, all that good stuff. So shout out like, for her.
I was like, what is she doing?
Church. Oh, yeah, she went to church. What else she do? She got pampered. I called, like, my aunts and all them as well. But yeah, she's, you know, she does on a Sunday, they go to church and they play dominoes. That's what happens in my household. So shout out to her and, yeah, and all moms. But let's get into WOW, Facing the Boss. What do you think of this episode?
This episode, ooh, hoo, hoo. It took me for some turns. There are certain parts where I thought things were going to go a separate way, but that's just my wishful thinking. Overall, really good episode. some turns, if you will, finally, that we'll get into that I've been waiting for. But overall, I liked it. How'd you feel?
Pretty good. Same thing. Some unexpected stuff. I mean, I guess we can start with we're starting a little new segment. That's we're gonna be doing with our show. What was happening outside of WOW? So maybe we should get into that before we get into the show. So what do you got for us?
Yes. All right. So some WOW in the news. WOW news. WOW.
I like that. WOW in the news.
WOW in the news.
Yes. WOW. Yeah. I like that. I'm writing that down. Okay.
Let's write that down. So there's quite a few things going on, but I feel like the hottest topic right now is the Tonga twins. Our favorite twins, TK.
Our favorite twins.
I didn't know what to think when I saw them trending. I was like, oh my gosh, are they going to be the next, like, coming back for the titles? I don't know. I don't know why they were going to be trending, but for a reason I personally did not expect. No details released as of yet, but Tonga twins no longer with WOW. I'm very sad about that. What was your initial reaction?
Well, first off, I was right.
You were right.
So for you guys who don't watch our post show, I think it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said something's off. And, you know, we don't know what happened. All we know is they're no longer part of WOW. But their social media was very active. And it's kind of like I put it like the equivalent of, say you're like in a relationship, right? And you know, you and your boyfriend or girlfriend, you post pictures like once in a while, like whatever.
And then they stop posting pictures and you're like, something happened.
They either stop posting pictures or they post way too many pictures. So you could go to a Real Housewives reference between Portia and her husband. They got divorced or they're getting divorced and now he's posting pictures. He's posting even more pictures, like he's doubling down. So I don't know. I just got that sense with the Tonga twins that something was like, I didn't think anything bad. I just thought something was afoot in a good way. So yeah, like I said, and I also said this in the news show as well. We don't know what happened. As far as that is concerned, the great thing about the era that we're in, there's so many different platforms and different organizations that you know, even though this didn't work out, there's other opportunities, which is a good era to be in. I'm hoping that, you know, what did transpire is not something that is life-changing or PTSD changing. You know, I hope it's kind of one of those situations that, like, we just didn't agree and here we are. So there is that. I did reach out to WOW and they said, no, they don't have a comment. So, you know, we don't know. And also to piggyback off of that, if you also go online, I think you sent it in the chat. Princess Ozzy stepped into the chat as well, not in our chat, but on Twitter. So there's some back and forth, and I actually don't want to highlight too much of that. I'm not a proponent of people
like the back and forth, but like names, who's against who and stuff.
Right.
Names were brought up. There's Princess Ozzy got in the mix. A couple other people got in the mix as well. On both sides of Tonga Twins and of WOW.
Yeah.
But still, like, speaking very broad. Like, they're speaking at something that only they know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just tell me.
And, you know, as far as Women's Wrestling Talk is concerned, we're just all about women's wrestling. So we hope that the Tonga Twins, like I said, hopefully it's nothing crazy. And, you know, where we see them next is going to be an amazing journey. And, you know, if it is something that needs to be corrected in WOW, that it's corrected and, you know, the women who are still there can, you know, continue to grow and this platform continues to grow. So, you know, not taking sides, more of like, and again, we don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's something, you know, I don't know, R. Kelly-esque, then, you know, this is a whole different story, but we can't speculate.
Yeah.
So. Here we
wish
are.
Them the best. Wish kind of really excited to see what's next for them because they're so talented. I love, they have a huge fan base, so wherever they go, I know they're gonna do well. Maybe some bloodline situation, maybe an AEW bloodline. Now there's like cross promotional bloodlines.
That part, I mean, if you head over to our TikTok are the most active because we did post something on there as far as just the Tonga Twins leaving. Our TikTok was the most active as far as where they want to see the Tonga Twins. So, you know, again, not knowing what transpired to get them where they are now. However, the excitement of where they're going to end up. I mean, like, can you imagine getting like either let go or walking away from a job and then the world saying, well, yeah, that was fine. But like, where are you going to be now?
Where do I tune in?
Yeah, that's a good position to be in. So, hopefully, you know, whatever happened, I hope, you know, they're fine.
Really,
yeah, they're fine on the mental side of things. Rikishi also supported them. They trained at Knox Pro, which is out here in LA. So, yeah, we hope everything is good on both sides. Mm-hmm, but with that being said, we have to get to match number one. Actually, before we did that, so we had, who came out before match one? So Princess Ozzy, she came out. We'll get into it because there were some great parts in the show. I think you had asked me what I thought about it after we got part of the news. There are some great parts in the show, and there are some other parts where it was just kind of like, what's the point of this? There are a couple of things like what are we doing here?
And why?
So this is kind of one of the things that's where the question was. So we have Princess Ozzy, who clearly is a former champion, singles competitor. She comes out. We saw her last week talking to somebody about partnering with her to do a tag team match against Adriana Gambino and Reina Del Rey. And here's the thing, like, even though they have, there's a couple of things that transpired. Even though they, and maybe we can just go into this match too. Even though they had beef, like, why didn't Adriana compete? That's one.
I thought that was always the plan. I was like, right. Did I miss
something? Right. There's like, there's that. The alliances that formed, like, okay, so we had Chainsaw, Reina Del Rey, with Adria Gambino walking them out. And then we had Princess Ozzy and Tormenta. And, you know, with Tormenta, she's aligned with Sophia Lopez. Yeah,
she was the buff purple arm that we're all analyzing.
Right. And the thing is, like, where's Sophia Lopez? Like, there was just so many missing parts. And the whole thing now is, you know, what happens. So what did you think of this match? This was actually, for those folks who are going to go back and watch, this was
main event.
Oh, dang. This was the main event. This is match number four.
So it kind of started and ended talking about Princess Ozzy and Reyna Del Rey. I thought it was going to be Reyna Del Rey and Adriana Gambino the whole time, honestly. And then they told us that it wasn't. I don't know why. I mean, I just seemed like a good fit. I don't know.
Yeah.
but they threw us for a loop, and it looks like Gambino chose Chainsaw as a special partner for Reyna Del Rey. You know how I feel about Chainsaw. Abyss characters, love it. Gruesome. I wanted more blood, more gore. Versus Princess Ozzy and Tormenta. And I was like, okay, I'm not mad. I like me some Tormenta. I was kind of like, I wanted them to kind of discuss that more. Like, how do we get here? Like, I don't know. Just like, yes. It just seemed like it happened so quick. And I was like, there was like no storyline build up to it, I felt, kind of. Like, I was just like, and then after the match, there was still, it was kind of like, okay, these people won, and then I still don't know, like, are they gonna continue together? I don't know. But you know what I thought was they were gonna do? Once they announced Reyna Del Rey and Chainsaw, and we're wondering who Princess Ozzy was gonna choose, I thought they were gonna throw us for a huge loop, and it was gonna be Gambino.
I thought so too. I don't know why she didn't, what happened to that? We had somebody in our Instagram chat ask if we reached out to the Tonga twins. Yes, I reached out to both the Tonga twins and WoW. Like I said, WoW said to go back into what we were talking about. WoW said they had no comment, and Tonga twins said they need a little bit of time and space. So respecting that. And if you also read their initial tweet, they said that they will talk about it when they're ready. So you can only do so much, and maybe they won't talk about it. Who knows? That is up to them. We wish them the best. But yes, going back to this match, which was the main event. Yeah, it was very confusing. I was just kind of like, because I think we talked about this like 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I personally felt Princess Ozzy had the title for a very short period of time. How she lost it was very questionable. And it was just kind of like, you feel like the natural thing is to kind of work your way back up into that title picture. She did have a match with Abilene Maverick, but it's just kind of like, what are we doing here? And maybe the long game is the Sophia Lopez maybe starts becoming the lawyer for Princess Ozzy. Like, I just don't want in the next 2 to 3 weeks, because you know how the cycle goes, because it's only 4 matches per episode, that we just don't see how this all kind of came together, because it's not making any sense. So
maybe Sophia Lopez becomes like an intercontinental manager, like from Australia to Mexico.
maybe. It was one of those things where it's just kind of like, like, how did that? And another thing too, we never hear Tormenta talk.
No, we don't.
So
give us something.
Yeah. So I'm assuming the reason might be the language barrier. I might be completely wrong, but I don't know, because I've never heard her talk. So, and then how are you gonna agree to something? Because David made mention of this when the last time we saw Sophia Lopez is when she got slapped. But Tormenta stood up for Sophia Lopez. So how are you going to make an agreement to fight beside Princess Ozzy, and Sophia Lopez is nowhere to be like, okay, this, there's no legal contracts. Like, a lot of questions. Like, where's she at? So there's that. And then again, with Chainsaw, where's her sister at?
I know. Where's the Dante?
So,
Lord.
It was a lot of questions. Long story short, Princess Ozzy and Tormenta come out with the win. Yep. What with they're going to do with this win. Yeah. What they're going to do with this win beats me. I don't know.
Where it left me.
Kind of wondering. Yeah. Like what are we doing here? So hopefully there is a tie-in. I hate when there's like something that you see and then it's like, okay, well, y'all didn't see that. Forget about that. So we'll see with that. But nonetheless, it was a really great match. I think it was hard for me to get into it because I was just so confused on why all the players were there and it was Adriana like hurt, or is she kind of going into more like a mob boss feel where we're going to see less of her wrestling, because she is a really great wrestler. So I wanted to see more of her wrestling.
Or maybe it's going to be like manager versus manager. It's going to be like Sophia Lopez versus Gambino at some point for the,
Wow.
Continental manager championship.
I don't know if that's going to end too well for Sophia Lopez. With that being our main event match, we're gonna go all the way back to the very first match that was on the card for this episode, which was another. I kind of almost feel like they should have ended with this match. And I do like this tag team. Yeah, it's Goldie Collins and Jinx. Katarina Jinx, they had a tag team name.
Animal Instinct
against the tag team champs, the Mother Truckers. So what did you think of this match?
Animal Instinct, it's growing on me. The name is growing on me. You know, Katarina Jinx comes out with her whip, and I'm just like, mm-hmm. It gets me every time. And it looks like Laura, the announcer Laura, is kind of a little frightened of Katarina.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Which she's like with the whip, and I'm like, there's a lot going on. But there was a lot of good moves, a lot of good highlights. Animal Instinct attacks Mother Truckers from behind. That's how they started off on this match. Mm-hmm. Clear fan favorite was Mother Truckers. Quite a few times were Collins and Katarina were getting like two counts on Big Rig Betty, but eventually Collins puts Holly Swag up on her shoulders, but Holly Swag tags in her mom again. So they didn't know it was actually Big Rig Betty who was the legal man, but Collins didn't know that, which gave mm-hmm. time for Betty to get the three count on Collins. So Mother Truckers got to retain their tag team champions.
I actually am feeling Goldie Collins and Katarina Jinx as far as a tag team. Mm-hmm. It makes sense as far as, you know, what they represent.
Where's the dog?
Yeah, that's true. What's we haven't seen him in a minute. What's his name?
It's not Bernard. I keep saying Bernard, but they said it in the show and I already forgot. It was, dang it, I don't know.
I want to say Chester, but it's not that either.
There wasn't Chester. Bernard. I want to, but it should be Bernard.
You're going to rename her dog.
It's Bernard. I'm like, where's the dog? Bernard.
We need species. But I don't think we've seen him. I think we only saw him once by the ring.
Right? Like, well, yeah, like one promos mainly. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you know, and I mean, I had this really close call mishap yesterday. So I've been bringing my dog to the gym and she's doing amazing.
Why is your dog working out at the gym?
Well, I mean, she's very clingy, and the gym owner, so shout out to G-Train, he said I could bring, it's very dog friendly. It's a boutique gym.
Oh, that's good.
And so I've been bringing her to the gym, and yesterday I was there for like 3 hours, doing well, like, you know, can't get the stay still part, but put a weight on her leash, she's good to go. And so at the end of every class, I do runs with her. So we run back and forth.
What does she do?
So I'm talking. So we do a couple runs. She clearly is tired. I'm talking, but then I see the move. And every dog owner knows this move, that they're getting ready to like poop.
Yeah. Arch their back.
Yeah. I was like, no. So I literally run across, pick her up just in time for her to poop in the garbage can. And with that being said, dogs, like, they don't know the etiquette. So the last thing you want is to bring the dog to the ring. You know, he or she is, you know, like, feeling like, all right, I'm just going to let one loose here. And, you know, I really don't care.
Maybe Bernard, like, pooped backstage.
Maybe. So that is a high possibility, because dogs are very unpredictable and not all places are, you know, they're dog friendly until the dog poops. And then it's like, I don't know if this is a good idea. So that could be the possibility. But I mean, let's y'all tweet at Goldie Collins and wonder, and ask her where her dog's been at.
I'm almost there. I'm going to find it.
You're committed to, like, finding this dog's name.
Hold on. What is this dog? It's not for... It's... I'm on the WoW website. Okay, hold on. Excellent. She had died, dog lover. Where? Goldie is in a... They didn't put in the thing? It's not on the WoW website.
Oh, no. Come on. WoW?
Well, they said it in the show, and it's killing me, and it's not Bernard, but he looks like a Bernard.
Alexander. It's on her Instagram.
Oh, my God. Thank God. He looks like a Bernard.
Well, I mean, okay. and they actually have a little thing about how Animal Instinct came together. It's actually on Goldie Collins' Instagram page. So definitely check that out. But yeah, tweet at Goldie and ask her where Alexander's been at, because we haven't seen him, you know, in a while. No. Alexander the Grand. That is his
name.
The Grand.
We need, like,
what up, MD?
Like, I want to see Alexander against someone.
You want to see legal dog fighting? Is this what you're saying?
I'm just saying they don't have to get. But, you know, whatever. Okay. I mean, the people, like, you know, just like the people, like, some can be like. It can be like, you know, like show moves. They don't have to get like super injured.
Oh, so you mean like almost like a pet pageant where they do certain moves?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, well, what dog does the best, like frog splash or something? I don't know.
No. Well, my dog will not be participating because she, I took her to dog training today and she literally just laid on her stomach the whole time. And like, this was pointless. You're not really helping here. But that was match number one. So the Mother Truckers come out with the win. I actually want to see a rematch of this, because do you think, I mean, they're eventually going to drop, but do you think, how much longer do you think the Mother Truckers are going to maintain their dominance?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I love watching them, but I am kind of...
Okay, Princess Ozzy in the chat.
We have...
Here's our answer. So Princess Ozzy's in the chat. She said Adriana got injured and we had to change everything at last minute. Oh, well, and I kind of figured that. I wish they would have said that during the broadcast, but thank you for letting us know. Yeah, so there is your reason why. We have answers. Now we need to find out where Alexander has been. So please let us know.
I want to know as well. That makes sense. Yeah, but as far as Mother Truckers, I just love watching them so much. But I'm kind of excited to see kind of what's next for them. Do you think they'd ever go like singular?
No,
right?
I mean,
like ever? Ooh, what if they go, something happens and then they go against each other and now it's a mother versus daughter, just like a McMahon.
Oh my gosh. Like, as long as not the mothers versus daughters, like when they did it on Netflix, The Wrestlers, where there was a lot of blood, which WoW is not known for. That match was really brutal. I mean, I guess so. I guess.
I just remember Vince versus Stephanie were always the most unhinged matches back in the day.
He said single. We do things different here, MDB 999. We do things differently here. I mean, I guess you can have maybe that's gonna be the downfall. So they actually really never lose the championship because of their skill set. They lose this championship because maybe Holly wants to go off on her own, and you know, Big Red doesn't really agree with it. And you know, the mother and daughter evolution as far as the growth and growing up, that might be something. But that'd be the long game.
Yeah,
but
I think at the moment, soon, but like I don't know what is with me and like family turning on each other.
I don't know. I have no
because
idea.
When the Usos, I love the Us versus Us. I think I was saying the same thing for eventually like Tonga twins. I don't know why I like family against family. I need to talk to my therapist about that. But it makes for good TV. Makes for good TV.
It does make for good TV. So we'll see what happens with the Mother Truckers. I mean, I see them definitely holding on to the tag team titles until the summer. However, I mean, since Princess Ozzy was in the chat or maybe still in the chat, maybe we have Sophia come into play and she brokers a deal where it's the Mother Truckers against Princess Ozzy and Tormenta for the tag team titles.
Ooh, what would their name be?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah,
Tormented Aussies.
Tormented Aussies. You heard it here. On WoW.
Like on WoW.
So they can reunite down the road for Major Pop. Yeah. That. Thank you, MD, that for bringing it back around for me. Eventually, they're going to come back because they're family and blood and, you know.
There it is. So we go to match number two. Another interesting match. I love anything that has to do with Penelope. Penelope Pink versus Americana. What do you think of this match?
I love it. I loved ringside. Levi was ringside for a good little... I love the kids on the side, too. Maybe there's a couple themes that I like. I like when the kids are on the side. I like the dogs. I like family versus family. Overall, I liked the match. However... when Penelope Pink comes out and you see her crew, Vicky Lynn McCoy and Lana Starr come out, you kind of know how things are going to go. Americana came out solo. So I was kind of like, ooh, like I was hoping someone could come by her, like ringside with her just to watch, just to make sure nothing goes awry, which we did see some Vicky Lynn and Lana Starr kicking Americana on the outside, essentially, like David said, a 3-on-1 at times. Americana really impressing me, always impressing me with her athleticism and her gymnastics. I swear her mid walk flips look so effortless, and her cartwheels, it's amazing to me. But eventually Americana springboards off the top rope going for a cover, but only a two. I thought she was gonna actually take it at that point. But eventually Penelope Pink drives her knee straight into the face of Americana. I don't know if it was scripted or not, because it looked really hard. It looked really hard, kind of took her down and got Penelope Pink the W. But Americana kind of stayed down for a little bit. So something tells me it was a little extra, extra hard.
Yeah. And so the whole goal of Penelope Pink is to go through all the competitors that Abilene Maverick has run through as well, I guess, following in her footsteps for Ultimate. And I think this actually might really, really be a really great match, Penelope Pink versus Abilene Maverick. And also what we didn't announce, too, is that Vicky Lynn McCoy has announced that she's no longer with WoW either.
They're part of WoW in the news.
Yes. Like if you guys have been watching us, like I said, I went to the taping back in December, and there's still quite a few elements. There's one wrestler I know in particular that I actually had the pleasure of speaking to last week that hasn't debuted on WoW. So I'm willing to bet that for the folks who've been let go that we know of and that we may not know of, you're not going to see those changes at least for another, I would say, maybe 2 to 3 months. So,
Okay. You know, I forget that this was all taped in December, because when I saw McCoy come out, I was like, wait. And then I was like, wait, this was months ago.
Months ago. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of curious. I think definitely Penelope Pink will be in the title picture again. She's just so good. She reminds me of Britt Baker when she was champion at AEW. She's just kind of so great on the mic. She's so great at people just not liking her, and she's so great at just not caring whether people are like her or not. So you know, I definitely think she's gonna be in that picture, but. And we are, they did make an announcement that Abilene Maverick is going to, we're going to see her next week, but it just seems like, ironically, given the name, Beast is circling. It's like she's had the, you know, she was cheated out of the championship twice. So it's cheated. Only a matter of time that she'll be champion or, you know, what's going to, or David's like, look, it's just not working for you. I'm going to create a whole new title for you. That might be the case too, because it's David's company. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Not. We'll see. So that brings us to our third match, which is Coach Campanelli, which is probably, I think this is probably the best match for us to end off on. Coach Campanelli versus Sasha Sparks, with Aria Sky being top tier's water girl. And this time around, the whole top tier crew do pull up. So what do you think of this match?
Oh, this match. This is the match I was waiting for, TK. Ooh, Fab Four, Bloodline. Yes, so Eric. I see it with Lana Starr being Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Definitely agree.
Agrees. But the Coach Campanelli and Sasha Sparks, this was the match I was waiting for. Ariel Sky coming out, drinking the water, still gets me every time. Hydrating herself gets me every time. Sasha was really good. She was really impressed me. She's coming in quick, coming in strong. There was even a time where I saw Ariel Sky choking Sasha with a towel. Mm-hmm. When then David commented, but she didn't look happy about it. Like she was kind of forced to do it. Like she wasn't like smiling, like gleefully, like when Fab Four interferes. They're like gleefully interfering.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel Sky did not look happy about it. Coach pretends to be hurt at some point while Candy Crush attacks Sasha on the sidelines. And all this while, I kept keeping an eye on Ariel Sky and just to see where she was, what she was doing gleefully. I was gleefully watching Ariel Sky. She's just drinking her water, just minding her business, drinking her water. Eventually, Coach with a buzzer beater. Beats Sasha for the dub, which I felt like that was gonna go that way, but I was really impressed with Sasha throughout the whole match. And then finally Ariel speaking up and squirtle Coach in the eye with her water. That was my moment. I was waiting for it. I've been waiting for this, TK.
Well, so there was like, okay, so we knew it was going to happen. I didn't expect it for it to happen so soon, because I think it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since Ariel's been the water girl. But the part that got me was like, okay, they had a match. Ariel lost the match, and therefore now she's the water girl. Ariel then says, I'm done being your water girl, but now she has to fight for her freedom. And it's just like, wait, when were those contracts drawn up? Like,
I was like, wait, can't you walk just... away? The water girl?
Yeah, like...
Drinking water is important, guys. Stay hydrated. But,
Yeah, I was like, so... And then... So Coach feels like she's the coach of everything. She's now, like, the head coach for Ariel. And in order for Ariel to be on her own, she has to fight for her freedom. So then they ask David. Then David double checks. And they say yes. And so now they're going to have this fight for their freedom. But then whether she doesn't win, she still doesn't want to be the water girl. Like, it's not like...
Oh, is she like... is she, like, bound to this water?
Like, I don't know how... I don't know if I would have done the fight for the freedom. I would have done more like, I don't want to be your water girl anymore. And I'm tired of you treating me like this. Therefore, you know, you get together with the old crew and then you have like almost like a who run things type match. Like whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like then they pull out the win against top tier and then they go from there. Also, I did tweet Crush about this. The unnecessary blow to Sasha Sparks from Crush during the match.
Yeah,
unnecessary. Like what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm not even gonna read that for the folks who are listening. So yeah, yes, I understand the storyline. I'm just, you know, really poking fun at it. But I'm curious as to, I'm assuming that Ariel's gonna win, but if she doesn't, then like how does this play out? Is she like in bed?
Does she just stay being the water girl? Like the towel girl now? You're demoted to now towel. Now you have to wipe sweat. You have to build back up to be the water girl. Are you not? You can't even be the towel girl. You gotta be like the what's below towel girl? I don't know.
I don't know. Would it be the mop people? The people who wipe up
and mop the court?
I don't know. I don't know. But I am curious, which is a good way of how they played it up. I am curious to see what's going to happen with this. So as you can tell, Coach Campanelli came out with the win. We're going to see either next week or the week after as far as what this match is. And then also, I kind of want to see, MDB 999 says floor crew.
I was like, what? Is she a ticket taker?
So I kind of want to see if the old crew.
I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of want to see if the old crew is going to come together to go against the new crew and see how that all plays out. With that being said, like, what do you think? So we have Abilene Maverick coming in next week. Do you think we're going to see another Coach Campanelli sighting, or think we're going to see that in a few weeks from now?
I want to say it's going to be a few weeks. I think we're going to let it marinate. Let the focus be on Abilene, I'm thinking, for next week.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, that's what I think.
Equipment manager? I feel like with sports teams, equipment manager is higher than water person, water girl.
Equipment, I think. Like repair, polisher?
Maybe. With that being said, that marks the end of this episode of WoW Facing the Boss, which is kind of interesting name given that it airs on Mother's Day. But a lot of things are happening. We are going to consistently bring you WoW news every week, so you definitely want to tune into that because there's a lot going on beyond the show. You know, we have people engaged, people getting married, there's birthdays, all the things. So we're gonna bring that segment to you guys every week along with watching the show. So make sure you do check out that show. It comes every Saturday on your local listings. Also, if you have Hulu, it's on there too. So if you're like, I want to check the local listings on Hulu.
Hulu TV. It's
Hulu TV.
You gotta have
hit that record button and then you're good to go.
Or you're going to be like me, confused why it's not on there.
Yeah. Or you watch it on YouTube a week later. So like you can watch our commentary, then watch what we are talking about, and then commentate back to us like you agree or disagree. So many possibilities all on a Sunday. We're bringing it to you. With that being said, where can everybody find you?
So people can find me on IG at CHRZate, on the Bird app at CH_RZate. When the stars align, I will be on WWT Live. Life has been redonkulous recently. So you can for sure find me on our WoW After Show, giving you all things WoW in the news. And like TK said, we'll be going into Princess Hussie. we'll be talking about things where superstars what they kind of do outside of WoW. I know some are social workers, some are occupational therapists, some are nurses. So that is super exciting stuff. So stay tuned.
So you guys can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Yeah, we have so many shows. We have a new host joining us next week. So you definitely want to check out that for WWT Live. So WWT Live, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. We have our ROH post show. We have our NXT post show. Our deep dive post show is going on a hiatus for, I think, 3 weeks. So that's going to be back. But you can check out all the other deep dive shows all on our YouTube page, etc. And some exciting news the next couple of weeks. WWT is going international. So you want to definitely keep it locked for that. So you can follow us everywhere at www.talkpod.com. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
This is Penelope Pink, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.